truth be told, we're all mostly bacteria rather than human cells. So there are between 10 to 100 trillion cells that are basically bacteria. Now, this is mostly healthy bacteria. That's the good news. And there have been hints of this since way back in the 17th century, but it's only in this century that scientists have really begun to understand the importance of all this bacteria that we all carry.
Why do we have so much, and what is our body doing with it?
I know, it's a little creepy, right? Like, you know, body snatchers here, like what's going on? Well, it turns out that there's a constant dynamic interaction between this bacteria and our cells. And these are generally friendly cells that actually, as they grow and thrive, they crowd out the bad bacteria that could cause infection for us. And they seem to play a very big role in digestion and in nutrition.
Well, are scientists looking at different ways that these cells can help promote health and prevent disease?
Yes, and it turns out that within 20 minutes of a baby being born, the baby who's born in, you know, the vaginal way, actually already their microbiome in the gut actually looks like their mother's. But versus a baby that's born by cesarean section, their gut bacteria within this very brief amount of time after birth actually looks like the skin of their mother. So it's a whole different thing. But just as we are looking at new therapies in the rainforest and in different places of the world, where scientists are now starting to look at our microbiome as a potential to have new treatments for a whole variety of diseases.
Now, is this unique to each person, or can some of what we're finding have implications for others?
Well, it's really both. So each one of us has our own signature of bacteria. And actually, this is so attuned to us that scientists looked at when someone was on, you know, used a computer keyboard, they could sample the computer keyboard and they could determine not only who had been using that keyboard, but which fingers they used on which keys.
My.
It's with 95% accuracy. That's how much it's attuned to us.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that we share, and we can tell that from twins. So, you know, twins, both identical and non-identical, share a lot of things, but they don't always share the genes in the bacteria. They're not always the same. So, for example, if they had twins, one is obese and one is lean, and they took bacteria from the obese twin and they put it into a mouse, and the mouse became obese. So that we know that this bacteria is exerting a lot of impact in a lot of different ways. And it's, you know, it's just opening up a whole range of new treatments for everything from autism to the frailty that we see as seniors.